Here is the closing Schwab market update as of 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time, 15 minutes after market close for Thursday, October 14th. U.S. equities rallied following a host of earnings reports from the financial sector as third quarter earnings season kicks into gear. Bank of America headlined the earnings calendar after posting strong results. In other earnings news, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Walgreens also topped the street's profit and revenue forecasts, while Domino's Pizza posted mixed results. News on the economic front was also upbeat to add to sentiment, as jobless claims fell more than expected to below the 300,000 mark for the first time since the pandemic began, and wholesale price inflation, while remaining elevated, came in slightly cooler than anticipated. Treasuries were higher, and the U.S. dollar ticked lower, while crude oil prices rose, and gold added to yesterday's rally. Europe finished broadly higher, likely getting a boost from the upbeat U.S. data, while markets in Asia were mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 535 points, or 1.6%, to 34,913. The S&P 500 index advanced 74 points, or 1.7%, to 4,438. And the NASDAQ Composite rallied 252 points, or 1.7%, to 14,823. In moderate volume, 795 million shares were traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and 4.2 billion shares changed hands on the NASDAQ. WTI crude oil gained 87 cents to $81.31 per barrel. Elsewhere, the gold spot price rose $3.70 to $1,798.40 per ounce. And the dollar index, a comparison of the U.S. dollar to six major world currencies, fell 0.1% to 93.95. In equity news on Thursday, Bank of America, ticker symbol BAC, reported third quarter earnings per share of 85 cents above the 71 cent facts and estimate, with revenues rising 12% year over year to $22.8 billion, north of the street's forecast of $21.7 billion. Bank of America said it reported strong results as the economy continued to improve and its businesses regained the organic customer growth momentum it saw before the pandemic. The company added that deposit growth was strong and loan balances increased for the second consecutive quarter, leading to an improvement in net interest income even as interest rates remained low. Bank of America finished solidly in the green. Morgan Stanley, ticker symbol MS, reported third quarter earnings per share of $1.98, exceeding the expected $1.69, as revenues grew 25.9% year-over-year to $14.8 billion, topping the forecasted $13.9 billion. The company highlighted standout performance out of its investment banking business and record net new assets in its wealth management unit. Morgan Stanley traded higher. Citigroup, ticker symbol C, announced third quarter profits of $2.15 per share above the forecasted $1.71 as revenues dipped 1% year over year to $17.2 billion, besting the expected $17 billion. Citigroup said the recovery from the pandemic continues to drive corporate and consumer confidence, and it saw strong results from its investment banking and equity markets businesses, while consumer spending across its cards product were higher. It also noted momentum in deposits and wealth management assets under management, as well as growing engagement across digital channels. Shares were modestly higher. And Wells Fargo and Company, ticker symbol WFC, reported third quarter earnings of $1.17 per share, including a benefit from a decrease in the allowance for credit losses, versus the street's forecast of $1. Revenues declined 2.5% year-over-year to $18.8 billion, exceeding the expected $18.3 billion. Wells Fargo noted that it is benefiting from the economic recovery, while its net interest income stabilized and period-end loans grew for the first time since the first quarter of 2020. Shares dipped. Domino's Pizza, ticker symbol DPZ, reported third quarter earnings per share of $3.24, exceeding the expected $3.11, as revenues grew 3.1% year-over-year to $998 million, just below the forecasted $1 billion. The company noted the international business posted strong results, with international same-store sales increasing. However, U.S. same-store sales dipped. Shares were higher. Dow member Walgreens Boots Alliance, ticker symbol WBA, reported fiscal fourth quarter earnings per share of $1.17, exceeding the expected $1.02, as revenues grew 12.8% year-over-year to $34.3 billion, topping the forecasted $33 billion. Walgreens Boots Alliance said U.S. pharmacy and retail sales both saw robust growth and recovery continued in its U.K. business as COVID-19 restrictions eased. Shares of Walgreens Boots Alliance rallied. As third quarter earnings season has unofficially kicked off, compared to last year, earnings growth for the S&P 500 is expected to be robust, rising nearly 28% to mark the third highest year-over-year growth since 2010 per FactSet, but guidance and the impact of rising inflation and supply chain issues are likely to be highly scrutinized. Director and Senior Investment Strategist with the Schwab Center for Financial Research, David Kastner, provides his latest Schwab Sector Insights, a view on 11 equity sectors, offering a look at what we expect to see over the next 3 to 6 months. Earnings season comes as the markets have been choppy, and Schwab's Chief Investment Strategist, Lizanne Saunders, provides her commentary, Songs of Experience, Reminiscences of a Strategist, offering lessons she has learned in her 35 years on Wall Street, which are especially relevant given the recent market action. You can find all of our market commentary on our Market Insights page at www.schwab.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Schwab Research. In economic news on Thursday, the Producer Price Index, or PPI, showed prices at the wholesale level in September rose 0.5% month over month, below the Bloomberg consensus estimate calling for a 0.6% gain, and south of August's 0.7% increase. The core rate, which excludes food and energy, gained 0.2% month over month, below estimates of a 0.5% rise and the prior month's 0.6% gain. Year-over-year, the headline rate was 8.6% higher, just shy of projections of an 8.7% increase and compared to August's 8.3% gain. The core PPI increased 6.8% year-over-year last month, south of estimates calling for a 7.1% rise and following August's 6.7% increase. Weekly initial jobless claims came in at a level of 293,000 for the week ended October 9th versus estimates of 320,000 and compared to the prior week's upwardly revised 329,000 level. The four-week moving average fell by 10,500 to 334,250, and continuing claims for the week ended October 2nd dropped by 134,000 to 2,593,000, below estimates of 2,670,000. The four-week moving average of continuing claims fell by 30,500 to 2,737,750. Treasuries have steadied after the yield curve steepened as of late. The market's grappling with expectations that the Fed is set to begin to rein in its extraordinary measures put in place to combat the impact of the pandemic against the backdrop of persisting inflation pressures. Schwab's director and fixed income strategist for the Schwab Center for Financial Research, Colin Martin, offers his latest article, Waiting for Rates to Rise, What You May Miss by Staying in Cash. Colin discusses how rather than waiting on the sidelines, consider short-term fixed-rate corporate bonds. The yield on the 2-year note was flat at 0.36%, while the yield on the 10-year note was down 4 basis points at 1.51%, and the 30-year bond rate was 3 basis points lower at 2.02%. The week's economic calendar will end in robust fashion, beginning with advanced retail sales, forecasted to have fallen 0.2% month over month during September, while sales ex autos is estimated to have gained 0.5% month over month. In addition, the Empire Manufacturing Index will be released, with economists anticipating a level of 25.0 for October, down from the prior month's 34.3, with a reading above zero denoting expansion in activity, as well as the Import Price Index to put the finishing touches on the September inflation picture, projected to show a 0.6% month-over-month increase. After the opening bell, the preliminary read on the October University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index will come, with forecasts calling for a slight rise to 73.0 from September's 72.8 reading, and business inventories for August will round out the busy day, expected to have gained 0.6% month over month following July's 0.5% advance. In international news on Thursday, European equities saw widespread gains as the U.S. markets rallied amid third quarter results from some heavyweights out of the financial sector that set a positive tone to kick off earnings season. Also, U.S. economic data likely helped the mood, with jobless claims falling below the 300,000 mark for the first time since the pandemic began, while wholesale price inflation, although remaining elevated, came in cooler than expected. Schwab's chief global investment strategist Jeffrey Kleintop offers his latest article, Inflation Persistently Transitory, noting how persistently going from one transitory source of inflation to the next may keep inflation elevated for longer than markets currently anticipate. Energy issues resumed a rally as crude oil prices gained solid ground after pausing in recent sessions, while financials also contributed to the upside gain despite some cooling off of bond yields in the Eurozone and the UK. The euro ticked lower versus the US dollar, while the British pound traded slightly higher. The UK FTSE 100 index was up 0.9%, Germany's DAX index gained 1.4%, France's CAC 40 index advanced 1.3%, Italy's FTSE MIB index rose 1.2%, Switzerland's Swiss Market index increased 0.7%, and Spain's IBEX 35 index was 0.5% higher. Stocks in Asia finished mixed as the global markets digest key inflation data and third-quarter earnings results that are beginning to be reported out of the U.S., while grappling with expectations of tighter monetary policies and surging energy costs. Meanwhile, the markets digested some economic data in the region that showed Japan's industrial production for August was revised to a larger drop than initially expected, and China's September lending figures came in softer than anticipated. Moreover, China's consumer price inflation came in cooler than expected for last month, while wholesale price inflation accelerated more than anticipated. Finally, Australia's employment change was worse than expected for September. Japan's Nikkei 225 index traded 1.5% higher as the yen was choppy after a recent slide. Japanese stocks have seen increased volatility after strong September and third quarter performances, as discussed by Schwab's Jeffrey Kleintop in his article, It's All Over for Japan, and That's Good. China's Shanghai Composite Index dipped 0.1%, and Australia's S&P ASX 200 index advanced 0.5%. South Korea's KOSPI index traded 1.5% higher, and India's S&P BSE Sensex 30 index moved 0.9% to the upside, while Hong Kong markets remained closed for a holiday. The international economic calendar will end the week tomorrow, with France and Italy both releasing consumer price data, Japan's tertiary industry index, as well as trade figures out of the Eurozone.